Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4. But from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, verse 29. Thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart and all thy soul. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. Verse 30, I guess, perhaps. When thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He'll not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. Ask now of the days that are past which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven to the other whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or have been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and live? 36. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee upon earth. He showed thee his great fire. Thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. Remember the fire. Amen. Remember the fire. That's my text. A voice from out of the fire. Back to verse 29. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and soul. Why did the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks collapse? It's right here in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29, and it's in the Bible from kiver to kiver. Amen. They are not seeking the Lord, not in the way that he provided for them to seek him, not with all their heart. They're still in a form. They're still in a liturgy, if you will. They're going through a program. They're reading prayers, but they still hate Jesus. They're calling on the Father, but still hate Jesus. They're exactly where Saul of Tarsus was in Acts chapter 7. Amen. They're exactly where Saul of Tarsus was until Acts chapter 9. Amen. Saul was zealous. Oh, yes, he was. But he wasn't saved. He had to get right with God. Israel must get right with God. As a matter of fact, the Bible is so up to date, it speaks to our very day. When thou art in tribulation and all these things come upon thee, even in the latter days. That's where we are, folks. That's what we're coming down to. This is it. This is the latter days, the last day. And he said, if thou shalt turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice. Ah, that's the secret tonight. Be obedient to the voice of the Lord. Amen. I told you about being in a church where it was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. And all over the United States of America, we have thousands of churches like that. And more Pentecostal churches are getting like that. They're even changing their name. Amen. They're not Pentecostal anymore, so therefore they can't live up to the name. They're not holiness anymore, and so now They're playing games and call it family worship center. Amen. And they learn to dance from a choreographer and take lessons to speak in other tongues. Amen. And they're in bad a shape as the formal church is today, where you can hear a pin drop. But we're without excuse, folks, because we've heard God speak out of the fire. And tonight across this land, a half a dozen camp meetings about it that I know about are in progress tonight. Amen. I always know when Granite City camp meeting's going on because it's time to cut corn when Granite City camp meeting's going on. And usually we have to reap ours just before when it's too young to cut. And so we get it a little bit premature. But it's either that or the coons and the varmints and the deer get it. Amen. Them deer come along and give that last row of greasy grit beans down on the lower side of the garden a haircut every night. And so I begged Leanne to tie a little old dog out up there. Amen. And the beans are kindly trying to make a comeback. Amen. And Mike, he tied some more string onto the dog. I had him lengthened out just right to where he couldn't get in the beans and still get in his house until Mike put 10 more feet of cord on him so Leanne could get him loose easy. Amen. And now the dog's doing more damage to the beans in that end of the row than the deer was. So sometimes you can't win for losing. Amen. And so I tied him up on the short end last night, and he slipped his collar and left it laying there and wound up off Timbuktu somewhere, but at least, amen, the deer thought he was there. They didn't come around, I don't reckon. Amen. And he's doing a good job. Amen. Considering everything, praise God. Ah, listen. Amen. We need to understand and appreciate the fact that we've heard the voice of God out of the fire. Amen. Oh, I know that sometimes we need to get quiet before the Lord and hear that still small voice. It swept over me today as I sat in my chair after Sister Markham had brought us a chicken dinner. And thank you, folks, for all the good food you brought, and the beef roast and the pork roast and all the good things that you brought to the house for Sister Carl. Beef stew it was, wasn't it? Amen. And the biscuits and my. I may have to buy some new clothes after all this is over. I don't know, but thank you anyhow. We appreciate it. Praise God. And we appreciate what you've been doing to help us out in this time of recuperation for Sister Collins, praise God. But we've heard the voice from out of the fire. Amen. I was sitting there after dinner today, and that old fear and trembling swept over me. Yeah, I knew that it was the angel of the Lord winnowing close by. And the Holy Ghost was letting me know, like he has so many times before, somebody's going to call me and ask me to preach a meeting. Amen. And I felt that throb inside of me, and that fear and trembling and that holy awe sweep over my soul just this afternoon. Amen. And went out to take care of some business and stayed a little longer than I intended to. When I got back, Karen had a note from me from a preacher. Said he'd call back. He wanted me to preach. Amen. God had already warned me beforehand that he was going to call me. I might have said under ordinary circumstances, I'll pray about it. But I didn't. I couldn't say I'll pray about it because God had already spoke to me a while ago like he has many times before I said, but not lately, for a call to go out and preach a special service. Amen. And so sometimes God speaks in a still small voice, but it thunders in our soul. Nobody else can hear it but us, but it's thunder and lightning in our own soul. Amen. So I knew there wasn't anything else I could do but say yes when I got the word that this preacher had called me. Amen. Hallelujah. We folks have been exposed to the gospel message given to us by men of God that seek God, that lay on their face until a fire burns. David said, I was musing and the fire burned. Praise God. Jeremiah said, I will forbear. I'll not speak anymore in his name. But he said, it was like a fire shut up in my bones. Praise God. And you and I have heard God speak from out of the fire. Amen. At the highway of holiness ever since it's been built. But do we realize it and appreciate it enough to take heed to it? It's a good old summertime. Oh boy, and we've already lost a bunch to the spirit of summer. Amen. We already lost some even since youth camp. It's a terrible thing to have heard God speak right out of the fire and go from youth camp to jail. Go from the house of God to jail, having heard God speak to us out of the fire. I can count a half a dozen that have left this church, amen, in the last umpteen years, amen, it saw God move and heard God's voice and heard the greatest men of God preach. Praise God, that transformed the lives of some, but they're left here to rebel against God and go to prison. Amen. Some of them are still there tonight. And I'm glad that prison bars don't keep God out. Anytime people will seek God with their whole heart, God will hear them. Amen. God that delivered Jack Brown from out of prison after he had done so much, his wife and mother never quit praying. They never gave up on him. Praise God. Well, I don't know how many life sentences hanging over his head. Amen. God brought him out. Praise God. And God can bring men out of prison if they'll seek him with their whole heart. God can open prison doors if they'll seek him with their whole heart. Hallelujah, there's something running up and down my back tonight. God can answer prayer. Amen. And turn the darkest night into the brightest day if people will seek him with their whole heart. Amen. This fourth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, if you don't know already, is Moses' swan song. What's a swan song? That's the last trumpet of the old swan before he dies. Amen. And Moses is sounding his last trumpet. This is Moses' swan song. Amen. Listen to what he said in the 22nd verse. But I must die in this land. Where was he? Amen. He was standing on Jordan's stormy banks. He was standing on Gilboa's mountain. Amen. He was addressing the people for the last time. He said, I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. I can't go, but you're going. Amen. Every great man of God, no matter how great his anointing was, he came to that place sooner or later. He came to that place like John the Baptist, who said, I must decrease, but he must increase. May it be so that when we die, when it comes our time to cross over, that it'll be for the increase of the kingdom of God and not for the decrease. Amen. Praise God. Our passing and our leaving need not leave a very big hole, and probably won't. Somebody said, if you think yourself too important, stick your hand in a bucket of water and then pull it out and see how big a hole it leaves. Amen. It's not necessarily the man, but it's the God that counts. Amen. God said, I used you, Moses. I spoke to you through the fire for their sakes. Hallelujah. God speaks to men of God for our sakes. Across the land this night, men of God are speaking in these camp meetings, trumpeting the last voice, amen, for this generation of God. Some of them are giving their swan song too. We don't ever know which testimony will be our swan song. Amen. But I'd rather die waving a prayer cloth in the air saying, God save me, than to die like Claudia's cousin did in London, Kentucky, crying, I'm going to hell. I'm a going to hell. She had rejected God in revival meeting. She went too far and stayed too long. Brother Ely's told it right from this pulpit about those little kids that was crying over their mother's casket, and how that older folks came around and said, honey, your mother's in heaven. And little tearful eyes looked up and said, uh-uh, mama said she was going to hell. What a terrible thing to leave on the minds of the children. Mama said she was going to hell. We've heard the voice from the fire, folks. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. We've heard God speak out of the midst of the fire. But are we any better for it? Amen. Some can't hardly wait till they get into the program. There's some of our preachers today that are trying so hard to copy the modern church, it ain't funny. They've got the program, they've got the liturgy, they've got the form, buddy. Amen. It's a style today to have the program, the liturgy, and the form. Amen. But it ain't the style of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said he makes us to sit together in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Woo! What did John see when he saw heaven? He saw 10,000 times 10,000 angels. He saw the saints playing their harps. And I read in the pulpit commentary that those harps wasn't a great big large harp like we might suppose, but it was a portable instrument like a guitar. And I said, hallelujah, I'll probably get a gold one on yonder's golden shore. Praise God. I tell you, heaven's a lively place. Amen. And God's people's alive, and God's church is alive. Hallelujah. Oh, there may be times we need to be still and know that I am God. There may be times, amen, like me with my Bibles at my hands grasp. I like them handy where I can reach them. Praise God. I like different kinds of Bibles where I can thumb through a different one once in a while. Amen. And give God the chance to speak to me right out of the Word of God. Some of the words he's spoken before, I've heard him, folks, out of the midst of the fire. I heard him out of the midst of tribulation. Amen. But there's even a promise there. Hallelujah. He said, when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient to his voice. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God, and he'll not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man on earth. Ask from one side of heaven even unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever a people hear the voice of God speaking out of the fire, as thou hast heard and yet live? Hallelujah. I tell you, folks, God's voice need not kill, but it will if we don't obey it. Amen. If we'll obey it, we can hear God's voice and live. If we'll obey God, he can speak to us and we'll really live. I just started living. I found a brand new life. Change my direction, praise God. What was it? I heard God speaking out of the fire. When I speak of the fire, I'm talking about Pentecostal fire. I'm talking about holiness fire. I'm talking about revival fire. I'm talking about fire, praise God, born and nurtured and set forth by men who gave their lives wholly to God, laid their lives on the line, hazarded their lives, left all to follow Jesus, gave their time to God. Amen. I thought about a move back to Hamilton, maybe dabbling a little bit in real estate. Amen. And working a little bit in the midst of my dreams at night. I heard a roar overhead. I heard an airplane in trouble. And then I heard the crash in the distance. Amen. And a voice from out of the night said, give your time to God. Amen. God speaks to preachers like that, to give their time to God, to give their mind to God, to take time to wait on God. Oh, there's times that we have to work with our hands we're not too good to. And there's things that we need to take care of around the house and we're not too good to. Amen. I mean, the dishes have got to be washed and the floor's got to be swept. Amen. I was in a revival somewhere in the United States of America, not here. Amen. Some 44, 45 years ago. Amen. And the house looked like a cyclone had gone through it most of the time. Two big girls in the house and the preacher's wife. Amen. And I was staying with them. The kitchen had a sink full of dirty dishes, and the stove was dirty and nasty with stuff that had run over and run down the sides of the stove. Amen. You could have potted almost tomatoes on the floor. There was so much dirt and debris on the floor. Amen. And I decided one day, when everybody had gone to, I think, pick berries maybe, amen, and the whole family had gone, I decided that I could wash all them dishes myself and clean up the kitchen and sweep out the house and make all the beds before they got back. Amen. And I just about had it done, Dennis. Amen. And I was sweeping the house out. Amen. And doing the last brush up. Praise God. When they all walked in, those girls went running through the house and saw that it was clean. They saw that the dishes was clean. The kitchen was clean. And the beds were made and the floor was swept. And the oldest girl come running out and said, Brother Cole, you'd make somebody a good wife. Amen. There's dishes that needs to be washed, and there's lawns that need to be mowed, and sometimes there's painting that needs to be done, and the hole in the roof needs to be patched. Amen. And we're not too good to work. As a matter of fact, most preachers I know, amen, worth their salt, it's their weakness. They're workaholics. Amen. They want to work because work's easy upside preaching. Amen. Brother Collins, why in the world do you make a garden and raise all that corn and all them tomatoes when you can do one little old job and get paid for it enough to buy all you and Sister Collins needs down at Aldi's and have money left over? Amen. Well, it's easy to raise a garden compared to pastoring a church. Amen. You can have a crop in 2 or 3 weeks if you raise a garden planting certain things. Amen. And if you mind your P's and Q's and watch it just right. I picked 9 different vegetables out of the garden the other day, vitamin packed, full of God's sunshine from God's good earth. Hey, you can't beat that. Amen. But my mind belongs to God. Amen. And he didn't want me getting money on my mind. And so he spoke something else to me when he said, give your time to God. He said, you can pick up the pennies. And that's what I've been doing for 24 years. I give my best to God. And for me, I picked up the pennies because my mind and my time belongs to God. Why? I want to tell you something, preacher. If you don't put wood on that fire, go out. Amen. God will start that fire, but you got to keep the wood on there. And you got to take some time, amen, to keep the fire burning. I want to tell you, if you've got a message from God, and you can speak to somebody's need, and all you need to do, all you lacked, I've had them tell me that here lately, all you lacked was calling their name. Amen. Because God was speaking to somebody's need. Time after time after time, we've heard God speak out of the fire. These men of God that have come by here, the greatest men that ever wore shoe leather in our generation, they spoke to you God's message from out of the fire. They had God unction. Are we better for it? Or are we bitter? Are we sweeter for it? Or are we soured on everything and everybody? Amen. If we're bitter and sour, I'll tell you the reason for it. It's because we haven't sought God with all our heart. The reason for the peace talks failure and the reason for Israel's failure and the Palestinians' favor is that Allah can't help them. And the Jews, amen, will not be helped short of accepting Christ. They'll have their greatest revival yet when 144,000 of them seek him with all their heart and they hear God's voice again from out of the fire. Stand with me tonight. Father God, touch our lives, O Lord God, and all our lives and bless our lives and use us for your glory. Help us to realize we've heard from heaven. And having thus heard from heaven, we need to do better. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Let's come to the